Are you Santa? Hey guys, welcome to the Christmas episode.
Happy Halloween, motherfuckers.
Happy Halloween, you stupid little fucking cutie.
This is an abusive relationship. You fucking idiot cutie.
Hey guys, it's Melanie.
It's Amanda.
This is The Internet Made Me Do It, where we talk about anything we want to.
Hell yeah, dude. Sometimes we don't want to talk about the internet.
Yeah, and also we have gotten messages. Like, I asked people what they wanted us to talk about, and some people were like, you should talk about religion. You should talk about being a flight attendant. I was like, I mean, okay. Because here's the thing. The internet made us have these conversations because we met on the internet. So, it's all on brand, baby.
What kind of Bucci you drinking?
Oh, you know, back on my bullshit. Pink Lady Apple. What are you drinking?
I am having our fave tall can of LaCroix.
Cherry lime. It is a good time.
Have we talked about the, like, cola flavor of LaCroix before?
We haven't talked about it. I've heard of it, and I've never had it. Have you?
I've had it. It's kind of weird. I mean, like, if you are so desperate to have the taste of, like, a whisper of Coke, have it, but I'd say it's a flop.
Just have the freaking Coke. Live your life, people.
Yeah, have the Coke, you loser.
Yeah, dumbass.
There I go again.
If haven't we taught you anything on this fucking podcast? You guys, I'm trying to open my fucking kombucha, and I just, like, cut my acrylics off, but they're still there, and it's so thick that I can't, like, grab any. God, it's just, like, really hard.
You know, if I was there, I'd open it for you. I have my, like, little, like,
lasers.
I type on a computer all day. I can't.
I wish you were here to open this for me. And then I wish you would just leave.
Open it and go.
Home. What's new?
Not much. You know what I thought was really exciting? Did you watch AOC play Among Us?
I have seen all the TikTok clips. That is so funny.
It was really good.
That game stresses me out. The other day, I was the imposter for the first time, and I was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. I killed someone, like, right in front of someone, and they were like, it was Pink, and I was like, yeah, it was me.
Do you play with strangers?
Yeah, sometimes, but, like, it's obviously more fun with your friends, but I haven't played in a while. Yeah. We really need to play it in the Discord.
We really should. I'm down. I've never played it before because I was like, I don't know how to play this. I'm really shy to, like, play for the first time with people and look like I don't know anything. But after watching AOC play it, I'm like, I got this.
Yeah.
But I would be way afraid to be the imposter. I'm like, oh man, I would not be strategic with my killing.
In, like, any of those games, like, have you ever heard of the game Mafia, where you play, like, in a group? Like, and you have to, like, wink, like, if you're, like, in the Mafia, you wink at the person, they have to die. And then everyone, like, anytime I'm the Mafia, I'm like, I don't know who did it, guys. Like, I just cannot. And I get so hot, and everyone knows, like, when I'm lying, and I'm like, yeah, it's fucking me. Just, I can't handle this pressure. I can't handle the pressure. I hate it.
Yeah, I can't lie. I'm such a shitty liar, especially when it's, like, something so, like, silly as a game. I'm like, oh yeah, I have no idea. Hee hee. Yeah. It's me.
The bad thing is I'm a good liar for other things, like serious things, but not for stupid things. It's probably not a good.
Not for shit that doesn't matter.
No, like, I could be on Big Brother, the show, like, and lie straight to people's faces, but.
You should be on Big Brother.
I want to be on Survivor really bad, and I want to be on Big Brother, and I want to be on The Amazing Race. So, CBS, hit me up, babies.
Oh, did you get, so, folks, Melanie and I, at the beginning of quarantine, applied to be on The Circle.
Fuck The Circle.
Did you get an email about Jet Set?
No, what's that?
I got an email titled Jet Set, or I guess the subject was Jet Set. Let me find it real quick. Hi there. A little while ago, you registered your details to take part in The Circle US. Although we don't have any news about a future series of The Circle US at the moment, you may remember ticking a box asking to hear about other programs we make here at Studio Lambert. So we hope you don't mind us getting in touch out of the blue to tell you about casting for a brand new series called Jet Set is well underway. It's like, oh, you want to go to, like, a tropical island and win a prize. I'm like, okay, every like fucking show on MTV, but yeah. Like, sure. Adam was like, you should apply, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't know anything about this, and I'm scared.
That seems a little vague. That seems like that show Too Hot to Handle that's on Netflix. Did you watch that? Oh my God, you have to. It's so trash. Okay, can we talk about the fact that one of me and Amanda's favorite trash shows is Are You the One on MTV? Yes. You have to watch Too Hot to Handle on Netflix. It's literally trash.
Is it in the US or is it like UK
people? It's like Irish people, UK people, Americans, like everyone. They're on an island. They're all really hot people. And there's like a twist.
What's the twist? They can't fuck each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like they literally can't touch. They can't do anything. Or they lose like their pot of money. I'd be like, okay. I know.
I'm like, okay, you conventionally attractive people.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay.
I don't want to touch you. You don't want to touch me. I want the money.
Yeah. Wait. Guys, I really want to be on the circle.
I also want to be on the circle. They will definitely cast you. Me, I don't really know because, I mean, look at me.
What are you talking about? What does that mean?
I feel like I'm too much of like a dork. You know what I mean? I'm not like hot. You're hot. I'm like,
oh my God. Thank you. Look at me. You are so hot. You're literally one of the hottest people I know, bitch. So shut up. Are we about to kiss right now?
I kissed my mic.
There you go. And it's frustrating because so many people would tweet me and be like, oh my God, have you applied for the circle? You'd literally be perfect. I'm like, I hate when you guys stroke my ego like that because, I mean, obviously I love it. But I'm like, why didn't they cast me then? Not even a text back. Not even a left me on read. Like, they just didn't even, I think it was probably my video that I sent. But I came in with like a plan. I said I was going to be the catfish hunter because I know how to freaking find out a catfish. And I was like, I've been catfished. I've found catfishes out. Someone pretended to be me and like kill my best friend. Like that happened to me. Like I'm just going to be myself. And
yeah,
they do. I like it.
Fucking losers. Well, it's not too late. We'll see. I bet my prediction is in January, they will be like, all right, here's casting for the circle.
I sent my thing like literally like 7 hours after I got the email that it was open. So it's like probably at like the beginning of, they've probably gotten so many, but yeah, you're right. Who knows?
I love the circle. Such a good fucking show.
God, it was so good. I was like nervous watching it. Like the episode where they meet everyone and they have to like find out who is real and who is fake. Like when Shubi met the guy that was pretending to be his girlfriend.
Yes. Seabreeze? Seabass? I don't know what the fuck.
Seabass! Seabreeze! Seagrams!
What's his name?
Seabum. Seaman? What is his fucking name? Google it, please.
I think it's actually Seabreeze.
It's not
Seabreeze. Yes, it is. Seabreeze.
It's not Seabreeze.
It's Seaburn.
Seabreeze.
It's Seaburn.
The Seabreeze.
It's SpongeBob. It's God. Seaburn.
Sammy was the best one, obviously.
Sammy was the best one. She was fucking hot.
I mean, so was Shubi, and I kind of like Joey, I'll say it.
Joey, I think we might be related because I have a shit ton of Italian relatives on the East Coast, so who fucking knows? I think we're all related. Yeah. But I loved how Shubi would like make a sandwich at the end of every episode just in case somebody like decided to visit him.
Oh my God, I'm gonna rewatch that. I'm starting that over today. Anyways, who wants to talk about murder?
Spooky, scary murder.
Spooky, yes. Scary, scary. Wait, spooky, scary skeletons. On your spine. I love Halloween. Do you love Halloween?
I fucking love Halloween. It's like the beginning of like the holiday season, which I enjoy. It's my favorite time of year because here's how it goes. Halloween, fun as fuck. Candy, costumes, spooky dookie. Mm-hmm. Then after that, my birthday. Then after that, Thanksgiving. And then Christmas and then New Year's. It's just like the best time of year. Yeah. So I fucking love it. Yeah.
I do too. It is my favorite holiday. And I told Seth, I was like, I do not want to move in the month of October ever again because like all our stuff is packed up. So now I have to like redecorate for Halloween and like, I mean, first world problems, obviously, but like whatever. But yeah, I haven't watched Hocus Pocus yet. Like I still have so much to do. I'm just working. Like when I watch Hocus Pocus, I have to find the perfect day to watch it. Like, ooh, what are we making for dinner? Something fucking good and fun. Ooh, we have some wine. That's fun. Ooh, let's watch it.
That's my story. Yeah. No, totally get it. Like, the mood has to be perfect. And mm-hmm. I don't want to watch a Halloween movie or, like, a Halloween show when it's, like, sunny outside. It better be rainy as fuck.
Yeah.
And dark.
Yes. Yeah. And hopefully cold, but we can only...
Chilly and I put my sweatpants on.
God. So for this episode, Amanda and I thought we would read some true crime, ghosty, spooky stories. And mine is unfortunately very dark because I made mine internet related. So should I go first?
You should absolutely go first.
I do need to give a trigger warning. This is about child abuse. And nasty things with children. So if you don't like that, which of course none of us like it, but if you're going to be triggered by it, you could skip probably until you hear Amanda's voice. So this, I'm just going to read this article because, I mean, you guys think I wrote my own stuff. That's funny. So my story is called The Dark Story of a Famous Redditor by Ayush Jin. Hope I said that right. Sorry, I love you. Okay. On September 25th, 2009, a Reddit user named Carl H. started a subreddit called r/CarlProgramming. In this subreddit, Carl Harold used to provide free programming lessons from basic to advanced levels. His subreddit started getting some attraction. Soon after his subreddit blew up, he started a blog called ComputerScienceForEveryone.com, where he regularly blogged about programming and other computer-related projects. He also started his YouTube channel, where he created videos about programming. His YouTube channel was very helpful for new programmers, and it gained around 34,000 subscribers. Viewers often thanked Carl on Reddit that how he changed their lives and how, for the first time in their life, they were able to understand programming. Carl was extremely active on Reddit and always helped everyone. He gained a decent following. People liked him for all the value he provided for free. On July 26, 2012, he was praised with the title Redditor of the Day. Carl soon started taking one-to-one Skype calls where he taught programming to his followers. Everything was going fine until in November 2013, things started taking a strange turn. Carl went completely missing. His YouTube channel, website, and Reddit were sitting inactive while his followers left awaited. At first, his followers desperately commented on his subreddit and YouTube channel, asking where he was and if everything was fine. After a while, everyone started assuming that he might be sick or just taking a break from the internet. Days became weeks. Everyone was blown in the pit of confusion. At that time in Alabama, the FBI received a few pornographic media of a 9-year-old boy. FBI got on it immediately. This writing is really bad. FBI got on it immediately, found out the boy within a week. Okay. The boy was captive for months as two men sexually tortured him and filmed it. These two men were running a pedo porn distribution ring. The boy was no one else but Carl's own son. He was kept as a hostage for nearly 2 years. The man who did this vicious thing to the boy was no one else but Carl himself. Carl was a severe child molester and forced his 9-year-old son to take part in all of these fierce activities. He and his partner were both arrested. As the news got out, one of the Reddit members posted an article link that explained everything in detail. Followers were unaware of the sadistic life of Carl behind the computer. His followers couldn't believe that the man they grew liking for could do something like this. People enraged with hate lashed out on Carl's subreddit and YouTube channel, charging them with hateful comments. Carl Harold and his partner Charles Dunavant in November 2014 were indicted with 30 counts. Harold faced 18 counts for several alleged crimes, conspiracy to commit sodomy, conspiracy to commit sexual abuse, complicity, sodomy, sexual abuse of a child under 12, as well as aggravated child abuse. Carl had been in the middle of extradition? Yeah. For federal child pornography charges in New York State. He was scheduled to appear in federal court in Syracuse on November 21st. But on November 3rd, Harold was found dead inside his cell at Harold was found dead inside his cell at Clay County Jail. He committed suicide hanging to the roof. This made headlines the next day of a lot of regional newspapers. Cell authorities were interviewed, and none of them had any clue or suspicion that Harold would take such an extreme step. Harold's lawyer, Mr. Ballert, didn't believe that Harold could do something like this. Ballert said that this came shocking to him. The last time when he met Harold in Coleman County, Harold was in high spirits. He seemed up and was ready to continue fighting this case. With this, the case went cold and the dust settled. Until July 2nd, 2016, on Saturday, there was a post on Carl's subreddit which left everyone shocked. It was no one else but Carl himself. He said that he had managed to escape prison and was alive and will be hosting his website, computerscienceforeveryone.com, again. He also said that he faked his death and now is in Russia and will submit an AMA for proof. Everyone started charging the thread with offensive comments. When asked for proof, he didn't reply. Carl went missing from the web again. He never came online and posted anything after that. These days, you truly never know who the person behind the keyboard really is. People started saying that it was probably a hacker. But yeah, so that's the story of fucking Carl H. There's no, like, pictures of that he did kill himself. Like, the jail just, like, said it. So it's like, was that him? But yeah, I'm sorry if that was really dark.
Ew, that's so weird.
So scary. And
scary. I will never trust anyone on the internet.
No, you should never. It is so scary because, like, they were probably just like, oh, I hope he's okay. Like, I bet he's sick or something. And then people found out. I guess, like, people were Googling, like, Carl H. and, like, where he lived. And then, like, his mugshot came up. And they were like, whoa, what the hell?
I feel like a lot of the time, people who commit, like, heinous crimes like that are viewed as such, like, normal or, like, really, I hesitate to say amazing, but, like, you know, him lending his knowledge and experience to be like, I'm going to make this accessible to everybody. And it's like, oh, shit, you're actually horrible and disgusting.
Yeah, like Ted Bundy.
Yes. I was gonna say, it's so intriguing to me. I was a little too afraid to, like, really look into, like, Ted Bundy in general, but I did watch the Zac Efron movie.
So good.
And I was like, ooh, it was very good. Yeah. And Zac Efron's a pretty good actor.
And I love a good conspiracy theory. That is another episode we should do where we talk about insane internet conspiracy theories. Because I'm a big conspiracy theorist. I think maybe I've said this before. I don't remember. But, like, the fun conspiracies, not, like, that the masks don't help and that we shouldn't be wearing masks and that, like, this was made by China, you know? Not a big fan of that.
Yeah. Sorry to, like, bring this up, but, like, the Chuck E. Cheese pizza conspiracy, that shit's fun as fuck.
Oh, yeah. And, like, did we land on the moon? I don't fucking know. All right.
What?
Wait.
Oh.
What?
I thought you said Disneyland on the moon.
They're adding Disneyland on the moon. Let's go.
Like, there's just a secret Disneyland.
Dude, that's a good one. We should start it. That's where they put Walt Disney's head.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have a heart attack. Oh my god. Wow.
Wait.
Time to calm
speaking
down.
Should we save this? Let's just talk about it. Are you familiar with, like, the JonBenet case?
Yes.
So yes. Do you think her brother did it or what?
I think her brother did it. Because, like,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then their parents are covering it up.
How could they go this long without telling the truth, though?
I think when you lie for so long, and it's been like the same lie and the same story, and then nobody's like, people are looking into it, but yeah. nobody's like investigating, you know, like for real, mm-hmm. unless they are and I'm mistaken. But yeah, I feel like if you've been lying for this long, maybe on their deathbed or maybe on the brother's deathbed, he'll be like, I did it.
I know, but like, I know everyone fucking confesses on their deathbed. I'm like, you pussies. Well, mm-hmm. it's crazy too, because like, you know, the Amanda Turney case, her sister, Sarah, God, I hope it's her sister, that her name is Sarah Turney. Her sister was last seen by like their stepdad. And so she went to TikTok. It's like a cold case. Yes. And then they yes. solved it, and the stepdad is arrested now. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, you know what else is interesting that I've been seeing on TikTok? God, I can't remember this person's name or really what the cult is, but this girl coming forward and being like, my parents like ran a fucking cult and it was abusive and scary and I'm exposing them. And I'm like, yeah.
I want to see that.
I know. I wish I could think of even what the cult name is, but it's so interesting. Yeah. Like, why is it so interesting? It shouldn't be, but it is.
Because you think like, oh, how do they fall for that? I could never. But it's like, it's pretty easy to actually fall into a cult, because a cult can look like a religion, and it's a lot of people like just looking for acceptance and stuff. And then these people are like, we're all about love. And it's like, that's what I need in my life. And then true. You're in a cult.
Yeah. And suddenly you can never leave. I love those TED Talks, watching people being like, I was in a cult and I escaped. And yeah. here's my story. And I'm like, I'm ready, baby.
Yeah. Tell me that story, baby.
Let's hear about the cult.
You want to hear about the cult? All right. What are you telling me?
So have I ever told you about the time I was like literally haunted by a ghost?
I don't think so.
Okay. What's your stance on ghosts? Do you think they're real?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I've never seen one. Adam doesn't.
He does not believe in ghosts. And I think that's really, it really like, I'm like, come on, dude.
I believe in them so hard, but I don't welcome them. So that's probably why I've never seen one, because I don't want to talk to them. I'm scared of them.
Yeah. So for a little backstory, I always believed in ghosts. And even as like a small child, I would like wake up in the middle of the night feeling sick, like really thinking that I had ghosts in my room, which is like, maybe I was a child, maybe I was just really intuitive, who mm-hmm. knows. But what's really funny is I would like be like, Mom, there's ghosts in my room. And she'd be like, all right, let me get the ghost spray. And she would spray ghost spray. And it was like Lysol.
You're like, whew.
I'm like, oh, thank God. I always kind of believed in ghosts in that way. And what happened to me personally, because up until then, it was like, maybe I'm just a child. But so it was the summer of 2012. So it was soon before you and I met. Mm-hmm. My family, okay, so I'm from Arizona. I'm from Tucson, which is really southern Arizona. And my family in the summertime would like to take a road trip down to Bisbee, which is really southern Arizona. Like, you can see the border from Bisbee. And Bisbee is this like wonderful kind of ghost town. It's really pretty, and there's a bunch of antiques, and it's interesting. It's like a little like old hippie ghost town. So it was me, my mom and dad, my friend, my cousin Clara, because my cousin, I have family in Sierra Vista, which is a small town on the way to Bisbee. It's between Tucson and Bisbee.
Where was Matt?
He was not there. I think Matt was in college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he might have been
in that's her brother.
My brother Matt. So we're in Bisbee, and you know, just like going to the antique shops and coffee and all that stuff. Like, you guys should Google Bisbee and take a look at it, because there's nothing like it. And we stop in this one big antique store, me, my cousin, and my friend. It's a couple of stories. It's like the first story, and then you go down into the basement. We walk down into the basement, and I immediately feel like fucking sick. Mm. I'm like, I should not be down here. It was dark. And down in that basement was kind of like the sharp objects. Like, there were definitely like knives and just other like kind of weapons and medieval stuff. Mm-hmm. definitely would get tetanus.
Yeah.
I remember turning a corner and I was met by like an old antique toy box. And as soon as I turned the corner, I got a really sharp pain in the side of my head. And I was like, ooh, I do not want to be down here. But I'm like, I don't want to look like a lame-o and be like, guys, I'm scared. I'm going back up. So
yeah.
I was there for a while. And then we go back up. I still feel a little sick. I think we may have bought a thing or two from that one because it was just really cool. I did end up telling my family and my friend. I was like, I think there was something in that antique shop. And it gave me like an instant headache and it made me feel really uneasy. And they're like, no, Amanda, you have anxiety. And I'm like, yeah, I do. But I really think that this is a ghost.
Just like take a few deep breaths and like it'll go away.
Do some yoga, babe.
Yeah. Just like try laughing.
So we drive home and that night I'm laying in bed. Mm-hmm. And I have like my camera on my bed and my cat Margo. And I suddenly see this like orb flash in front of my face and I'm like, no fucking way, it's your silly little brain. And then suddenly I feel my blankets being pulled down.
Oh no.
And I'm like, maybe my camera fell, maybe Margo's like stepping on the blanket like at the bottom and pulling it.
She's making so biscuits. The lamp.
Yeah, I turn on the lamp and I look and like my blanket is like not touching the ground. Nothing fell off the bed. Nothing weird like that happened. And I suddenly just like get a really awful, horrible headache. I'm like, no fucking way. So I'm like, my brain's immediately like, it's a fucking ghost. That ghost followed me home from Bisbee.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Matt was definitely in college at this time because I was like, fuck this. I am not sleeping in my bedroom. I'm going to go sleep in Matt's room mm-hmm. because he wasn't there.
Yeah.
So I like never slept in my bed again. I only hung out in my bedroom during the day to like be on my computer on Tumblr and talk with people.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I was in there, I would get these massive headaches. And I kind of remember one time like seeing a dark kind of shadow in my closet. And I'm like, no, this can't be true. So I like knew this entity was there, but I didn't see it, but I knew. And
yeah.
I knew it like transfixed on me probably because it like knew that I was scared.
Yeah.
So it is the winter of 2012. Matt's home from college. This is like shortly before he comes to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna have to sleep in my bedroom because you know, when Matt was home, I was sleeping on the couch. And then I was like, well, when Matt comes to visit, we're going to have to sleep in my bedroom with this fucking ghost.
Yeah.
So I told my parents about this ghost. And they're like, no. I told my brother about this ghost. He does not believe in ghosts. He was like, no, dude. There was this one night where I was sleeping on the couch and I had sleep paralysis for the first time in my life.
Oh, I'm so scared of that. I'd never want it to happen to me.
It was really, really, really scary. It had never happened to me my whole entire life. And it was just too many things for it to be a coincidence. I've never had sleep paralysis again.
Yeah.
And then, so the scariest part of this is I was sleeping on the couch. This was in the back room. We have like an office game room. And Matt was in there either on the computer or watching TV. I was asleep. He was awake.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets up to go into the kitchen. He gets up to go into the kitchen. So when you leave the room, you turn right and it's down a short hallway. You go into my family room and into the kitchen. When he left the room and turned the corner, he saw the fucking ghost. like my brother does not believe in ghosts, but he swears up and down that he saw it.
What did he say it looked like?
For context, my brother is 6'3". He said that the ghost was about his height. An old, solemn-looking man. And when he walked through it, he felt it.
Holy fuck. Yeah, and your brother is, like, a very straightforward, like, kind of serious. Like, he wouldn't just be like, oh, I pranked you. I saw the ghost. No, he wouldn't do that.
No, he wouldn't. He swears up and down that he saw it. I'll still ask him. I'm like, Matt, tell me if you were kidding. Did you really see that ghost? And he said, I did. And it scared him.
Yeah.
And, like, it makes me, like, so, like, to think about. I was like, why the fuck does this ghost, what does this ghost want with me? It was like, ooh, scared little girl, I'm gonna get you.
Yeah.
You're vulnerable. Yeah, so that was really, really scary. But it was, like, reassuring to know that, like, he also saw it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, yeah. So the man visited, and I could, like, not sleep. But I would, like, lay there, and mm-hmm. I would just feel so dizzy in my bedroom, be like, I cannot be in here. Okay, so everyone's gonna go ha-ha or, like, roll their eyes. But my brother said that he had a dream about the ghost, and he said that the ghost was going after my mom, or our mom, I guess. We have the same mom. And Matt is like, he like confronted the ghost and was like, Jesus wants you to leave, because my family's Catholic. Uh-huh. And he was like, you gotta go, Jesus wants you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had troubles with that ghost again. I never
Our God is an awesome God. He raised from heaven. Holy shit.
That, because, like, before that time, I, you know, like I just said, I grew up Catholic. But then I was kind of like, I don't know. But then once that happened again, I was kind of like, I should probably get into religion again.
Yeah. Dude. I can't believe you never had an issue again.
I never did, ever. I never felt it again.
Did you tell your mom? Did he tell your mom that?
Oh, probably.
She's probably like, thank thrilled. You, sweetie. Yeah. Dude, that is so crazy.
Scary.
Yeah, because I guess like one time I did have like a feeling once in my room. I was on the phone with, what was the nickname we gave him? Billy. On the phone with Billy in my room, and I felt like a very like dark sense. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, I've never felt this before. And I said nothing because I grew up in a Christian house. I went to Christian school, and they always say that you're supposed to say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to flee. And I said that shit, and then nothing happened. So I was like, there we go.
So spooky.
Dude, I can't believe your ghost was an old 6'3" man.
It was Adam.
And he wanted your mom. Your dad's like, catch these hams. I got my lemon water. That is so crazy.
I've never had anything like that happen to me again. Although, you want to hear something a little like woo-woo,
mm-hmm.
but maybe not woo-woo. I went to visit one of my dead friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt like I was speaking with her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had like a little ornament where her ashes were.
Mm-hmm.
And it's outside in this garden, and it would like move when I would talk to it and like ask it questions.
No, that is, I totally believe in that. Like, I totally believe people have like a connection to like the, what's that world called? I don't know, paranormal?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know, paranormal. That is, wait, in Tucson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whoa. Isn't See, weird? I don't have any ghost things, but I do have a scary thing that happened to me as a kid, if we're telling okay. another scary story. So my parents got divorced when I was like 6, and I lived with my mom, and my dad had, you know, like, if you're a child or divorced, you know, you do every other weekend, and then your dad gets you every Wednesday or Thursday. I don't remember what it was for me, but so when we answered the phone, we had to answer it in like this way that was like, something residence, this is, no, we didn't say our names, but something like, you had to be like, how can I help you today? Like, my mom trained us to be like that. I think she Mom? Wanted, yeah, I'm a freak. And so I hear my dad's, and he's like, this is the boogeyman. And I'm like, haha, hi, dad. And he was like, who is this, blah, blah. And I was like, dad, you're stupid. And he was like, haha, what's up? Like, just, and then we just started talking. And I'm just telling him about my day. And he goes, I'm sorry, I think I have the wrong number. Is this Lindsay? Something. I was like, oh. No. And he's like, oh, well, who is this then? I just got the chills. I hung up so fast. It wasn't my dad. It sounded like him, but it wasn't my fucking dad. It was some random man. And then when it wasn't his daughter, he said, oh, but who is this?
Ew.
scared the shit out of me, dude.
That is gross and scary.
I know, because what if he didn't even have a daughter? He was just, like, fucking... What if he, like, knew that's, like... What if he knew that I lived there? Or if it was completely random?
Yeah, either way, the outcome is bad.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
So scary.
Did I tell you about the time that I was, like, almost human trafficked? Okay, here was, like, literally the scariest night of my young teenage life. So, Friday night at the mall, baby.
Duh.
It was me and my group of friends. We were at the food court. To make a long story short, my friend and I were sitting there, and this man comes up, and he sits across from us. And I'm immediately like,
at your table?
Baby, I'm so fucking scared. Yeah. It was just me and my friend, like, on one side.
Yeah.
And then this guy on the other side. Our friend was getting, like, a smoothie. Mm-hmm. And this guy's like, oh, hey, I just, like, moved here from France. Where do all the cool people, like, go buy clothes in America? And we're like, I don't know. Did I mention I was, like, 14?
No.
I was 14.
Okay.
I looked older than I was up until I was, like, 22, and then I stopped aging. So I looked older. I had big old jiggly wiggly boobs. So I didn't look like a young little pipsqueak, you know? Yeah. So he's like, where do you guys, like, go shopping for cool clothes? And we're like, oh, like, Hot Topic and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, nice. And my friend was like, oh, I'm French. Here's my full French name. And I was like, why did you give this stranger your full fucking name,
idiot,
dude? And, all this is true, by the way. This is not to be scary. and then he goes, can I take a picture of you guys? And my friend's like, yeah. And I'm like, ugh. So I'm, like, looking down in the picture because I don't know what the fuck to do. Fight or flight or freeze. I fucking freeze in scary situations. Yeah. So I'm, like, looking down so he won't, like, get my face. He takes a picture of us. And then he says that he's, like, a photographer and he works in the adult industry. And I went, we have to go. Or I was like, we gotta go. And I went up and I went to my friend who was, like, getting a smoothie. And I was like, this really scary thing is happening. Something is wrong. I think this guy's gonna try to fucking, like, kidnap us. Or, like, is he gonna take this picture of us and, like, put it, like, put our faces on, like, porn or something? Like, who fucking knows? We call mall security and tell him about, like, what this guy said and what he looked like and whatever. I think he walked away, but it was really, really scary. I was like, I'm never gonna fucking go to the mall again or, like, talk to anybody again. But it was weird that he, like, went up to us and just sat down. I can, like, still think of how he looks. It was, like, really scary. I'm like, I can't believe, like...
Did he have an accent?
I think he did.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows if it was, like, real?
That is so scary.
It was really scary.
Your friend's a dumbo.
I know. I'm like, dude, why did you get... I think in retrospect, she's like, why did I give my full name? Yeah. I'm like, why did you trust anyone?
Yeah, and sometimes you're, like, so innocent when you're young and you think everyone has good intentions, but...
I know.
They don't.
Me, my anxiety is, like, don't trust anyone. Yeah. Everyone's going to try to kill me.
Same.
So I'm, like, constantly in a state of paranoia, but...
Dude, that is funny because, like, when you know, like, when you're young and you have to walk everywhere, like, Becky and I would take walks around the neighborhood. And one time, like, a car, like, pulled up to us really fast and abrupt. And I stood there like this, standing, arms crossed. I forgot we're on a podcast. Arms crossed. And Becky kept walking. I was like, come back here. She's like, all you have to do, I always remember, all you have to do is just kick someone in the groin and you can get away. And I was like, oh, okay, fucking idiot. Oh, that's not all you have to do. Yeah. But yeah, always be aware of your surroundings. Your story reminds me of last year. Oh my God, no. I hate this story. It makes me so creeped out. Seth and I were, like, at Trader Joe's doing some shopping and I was wearing shorts and I was like, Seth was somewhere else and I was buy the vegetables or something, and I was looking and there was this guy next to me and I was like, okay, whatever. I'm looking at the salads and he's there too. I'm like, okay, whatever. I go down the frozen aisle and he goes down the frozen aisle and he's, like, a little bit away from me and I'm like, okay, something's happening here. And so I go to a different aisle to see, and of course he comes and he's, like, mm-hmm. bending down to, like, look at stuff that's lower while I'm wearing shorts. So I'm like, this guy is fucking following me and trying to look up my shorts. We walk to the bread and the bread's like against the wall, and I'm like a little bit in front of the bread, and I'm like, so he goes to look at the bread and he's bending down. So I stand like away from him with my arms crossed looking at him with my legs like and waiting for him, and he like does like he starts at my feet and like looks up and we make eye contact, and I'm like, don't. And he fucking left the store. And I'm like hot, like my when I get anxious, like my chest turns red, like I'm just like, and Seth is like, what's wrong? And I was like, I can't tell you because you will freak out.
You'll go after this guy and kill him.
And he was like, are you okay? And I was like, yes, but I just have to tell you later. I was so scared, and like that's our Trader Joe's that we go to now, but I was just like, you are so fucking weird that you're just going into a store, and he left the store so he didn't buy anything.
What a nasty. That's disgusting. My adrenaline is like, I know. Right now thinking about that.
But the scariest moment of my life, which I guess I'll just share right now because we're being spooky, was when the Joker came out last year, right?
I think so.
So Seth and I go to, it's like the second day that the Joker's out. And ever since any of movie shooting, I just like really I love the movies, which just sucks that fucking people ruin everything good by shooting. That's like fucking I know it sounds bad, but like I have to ruin it. Like like anytime I go into a theater now, I'm like, okay, what am I gonna do? Like, what's my plan? Like, there's an exit. Am I gonna lay on the ground, pretend like I, you know, that sucks. That's same. The world we live in America, so that's what we have to do. And I was like, the Joker is like a very weird story. I was like, I was like, oh, I hope nothing happens. Like I said that to Seth.
Oh no.
So we're at the theater and I'm like, I'm going to use the bathroom before the movie. So I go in the bathroom, sitting on the toilet. And all of a sudden, like these guys run in. They're like, Michelle, where are you? And this other guy's like, Lisa, come on. We have to go. And I'm like, oh, I am going to die. Like, you guys, literally that, I was like, oh, there's a shooter. I'm going to die. What am I going to do? So my first instinct, I pull my feet up onto the toilet. So if the shooter comes in there, they don't think that anyone.
Won't see you.
Yeah. But then everyone's like running out. And so I'm like, okay, fuck. I got to like be in the big group, I guess, because I don't want to be like left in the bathroom by myself. As I open the door, I see Seth. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I don't know, but we have to stay calm. Everyone just started screaming and running. I was like, well, we have to follow them. Like, what? And he's like, please calm down. Like, we don't know what's happening. So we, and the workers are like, what's going on? And so we run outside and like people are like filming. And it's like, if anyone's familiar with the Arclight Sherman Oaks, it's like a shopping center with the movie theater. And it's like kind of like in this outdoor area. So it's like really echoey. And people are like running to their cars, like filming. And I'm like, what the fuck do we do? And someone says, someone popped a balloon at the bottom of it, and it sounded like a fucking gun. And we have such PTSD from shootings that someone thought it was a gun and started screaming that it was a gun. And it wasn't a gun. And we still went to the movie, and I was like, I don't know if I want to, but then we didn't. I was like, that was the fucking darkest movie I've ever seen. Good thing I just fucking...
I know. Thought you were going to fucking die.
But... at Arclight, if you have an Arclight in your city, they said that during premieres, they have an undercover cop in every theater. So if that makes you feel better, I guess, like, I don't know how we feel about cops right now, but I always feel better when there's, like, a federal air marshal on the plane, because I know that they're there to, like, protect everyone there, so I feel the same about it. But holy fuck, that was honestly the scariest moment of my life, because why wouldn't I think that someone was shooting, you know?
Right, if people are freaking
out. Like, the guys were, like, running in the girls' bathroom to get their wives and girlfriends and stuff. And I was just like, I am sweaty thinking about it.
I know. I feel like I'm going to faint right now. Did you talk about that on your Instagram story, or did you make a YouTube story about it? Because when you talked about being in the bathroom, I remember.
I think I made an Instagram story about it. I'm done with YouTube, everyone. My friend just texted me the other day. She's like, do you think you're done with YouTube? I was like, yeah. Just not fun.
God, that was fucking scary. I have to have a palate cleanser after this. I gotta watch Keith eat everything.
I already watched it. I love how he like turns drunk from the food. He's like, this is a fucking taco. Guys, Amanda's ghost came and haunted her recording, so I'm staring at her right now, but she can't finish it. But we love you. Send us your stories. Keep sending them. And join our Discord. Send us a DM on our Instagram, The Internet Made Me Do It Pod. Have a happy Halloween. Stay safe. Wear your mask. Vote. And goodbye. Woo-hoo.